card. All that's left are shaving kits and candy.
Looks like everyone gets gift cards.
Although a Chia Pet could come in handy.
I have just one more gift to get.
All of these Christmas bills are a bummer.
How to crawl out from crushing debt.
I'll be paying it off till next summer.
The la 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 la.
Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's cause you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
like double dog dare ya.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Box at 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Stocks showing modest gains. An afternoon rally pushing U.S. stock indexes into positive territory. The Dow down over 500 points earlier in the day. It ended up 34 points higher. The S&P gaining 4 with the NASDAQ up 51 points. French President Emmanuel Macron has acknowledged he's partially responsible for the anger that's fueled weeks of protests in his country. Macron is promising to speed up tax relief for struggling workers and to scrap a tax hike for retirees.
We want a France where we can live with dignity from one's work.
In a speech a short time ago, the French leader reiterated earlier promises to raise the minimum wage and pledged to abolish taxes on overtime pay. The Supreme Court today deciding it would not hear an appeal from Kansas and Louisiana in the state's efforts to strip Medicaid money from Planned Parenthood. This is Fox News.
Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a bud, don't drink and drive, if you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, now drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will land your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive,
don't take the wheel.
It is 4 minutes after 4 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. WACB, Happy Hour, Greg Goodell, Joey Clark, and our guest sidekicks today, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson. I made the mistake of going to one of my aggregator, I should call them aggregator news websites. Headlines, President Trump really may go to jail. Obama U.S. attorney stripped Trump of presidency and citizenship. Man, they are just determined to get him. This is all we're going to hear for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen, this campaign contribution thing, the payments to, I guess, the two women, whatever it is. This is what's going to be grounds for impeachment. And you may have noticed what's going on in France. It's working so well there. Everybody here saying, why should you be more like Macron in France? Well, now that they've started to implement the Paris Climate Accord over there, and they've added all these fuel taxes, because everybody knows that raising gasoline taxes helps clean the air and stops severe thunderstorms and tornadoes and hurricanes from forming. We all know that. It's a simple, Al Gore said so. Now his approval in France is at 18%, and people over there are chanting, we want Trump. Should we trade?
I haven't seen the we want Trump, but I have seen the pictures of, like, the Arc de Triomphe just being destroyed. I mean, well, they I guess they spray painted it. And then,
like, why do that? Like, why? Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why?
Thank you for the most excellent cue.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I become a newsophobe. It's just, I don't even like to look at sites that I used to go to because at least I felt I'd see a balanced approach.
Are you still boycotting Drudge?
Pretty much.
And Fox News?
Fox, let me make a prediction on Fox. I don't think Hannity will be on that network in another year.
No, he's too conservative.
And who else? Well, we've seen... it just seems like the network's taking a turn. And the ratings have also taken a dip. They used to, in prime time, average over 3 million viewers, easily beating MSLSD. And now that's not the case. Rachel Maddow is the most watched, quote, news program in the evening.
Where is Megyn Kelly these days?
Counting her money?
Yeah.
I mean...
She got fired and got a big lump sum.
What was it, like $33 million or something ridiculous? How much was it? Do we know? I just threw that number out there. I thought it was something close to that.
I think they owed her like 60.
She was a lawyer and then she just decided to get into journalism.
And, you know, for a while there, when she was on Fox, she was a hot commodity. And I've never seen anybody take... a great situation and turn it into crap the way she did. I mean, to get hired by NBC, it's not like they didn't know they were hiring somebody from Fox News Network. And her personality, maybe as a nighttime news host, tough questioning, that kind of thing, might have worked in that format, but...
But then when you call Jane Fonda to her face on her plastic surgery, it just doesn't go over so well.
No, that's...
$37 million.
$37 million to be paid out. Series of payments over a year and a half.
I'd take it. Good for her. I'd be like, bye. See ya.
Well, and yeah, the last straw was she said, when I grew up, we would wear blackface as little kids. That's not quite what she said. But
I got paid to do nothing for 6 months.
That's awesome.
Was this the one of the three times you got hit by a bus?
No. No, this was...
He was only hit by a bus once.
But he's been hit three times.
Three times by cars, yeah.
Yeah.
And three times by cars and once by a bus, or three times total?
Three times total.
Okay. One bus, one
truck,
car,
truck. And then the car was... And the car was the worst. And the third world nurse who was here on a green card had no insurance. And I had a multiple fractured left... shoulder and arm that had swollen to twice its normal size, and it was easily the most. I've been through some pretty painful stuff.
Like three car accidents. You know,
literally
like
been hit by an automobile.
At that point, you had literally been hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Well,
and that felt better.
In the mid '80s, I knew the company I was working for, RKO, which was the greatest radio company that. Next to Blue Water, that ever existed.
I was going to say, oh, crap.
I mean, we just found out, a bunch of us that worked there in the 80s, that we had been enrolled in a pension program of some type. And we got notices. It's no RKO radio hasn't existed in 30 years almost. And it's been passed on or absorbed by something called Aerojet Rocketdyne. And we got a notice from them saying that we were eligible to collect a pension. That we had accrued. We didn't even know it while we were working there. So one of my friends looked into it and found out, yeah, it's not much. It's $400 a month, but it's $400 a month. So I sent in my paperwork, and I was eligible for the same thing. I had no idea I was in it, and it just, all of a sudden, one day, now in the first of the month, I get this.
Jacqueline, this just so you know, we do not have any secret pension plans like that.
Wah, wah.
Don't plan on that.
That was just found money.
That type of stuff doesn't happen to us. We don't just find money.
I was jitty.
Yeah. You were. I remember that day. I was trying to hold back my envy.
It was kind of.
I was successful until now.
But you know what? I just wish the government had stayed the hell out and left RKO be a radio company, because the business would have been better off for it. And I probably would have been too. But I, when I realized that they were going to sell, I said, well, you're not selling me. Like, all that you're really selling is the license. And I said, I am part of the value of that license, and I'm not just going to go with it. So I sued and won, but I had to stay off the air for 6 months. But while I was off the air, they had to pay me $50,000.
Boom.
Now, that's not $37 million spread out over 18 months. But at that time, that was a pretty good amount of money.
I mean, I'll take somebody paying me that kind of money to not do anything.
The funny part, the whole point of a non-compete is to keep you out of public sight so people will forget you. But they forgot.
Was the lawsuit public?
Well, not really. The settlement was kept out of the papers, but what they forgot to put in the non-compete was television. And the ABC TV station locally hired me, and I was on TV every night for the whole 6 months that I was sitting at. Didn't get paid a whole lot of money to do it, but at least I kept my name out there, which helped. It is 4:12. Saturday, I went over to Infusion and got myself a pick-me-up. It was the a cocktail with a little extra magnesium in it, which is great for working against stress. The IV vitamin therapy and infusion is excellent, and it works because it goes straight into your system. When you take vitamins, your digestive system does not always absorb everything that you take. With IV vitamin therapy, it all goes in, and they have about half a dozen different concoctions that are designed. If you've been partying too hard, if you need an energy boost, you're trying to lose weight, improve your skin tone, just let them know. And in the end, they put in the ultimate antioxidant, glutathione, which is clarifying for the brain, and you leave feeling better. But that's not all they offer. Cryotherapy, 3 minutes in the chamber. You're still going?
Oh, absolutely. Every Tuesday and Thursday.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 minutes in that chamber, and you walk out feeling reinvigorated from head to toe because these technologies get your body to perform at a higher level because they force the blood to do what it's supposed to do. Everything you need to heal, feel better, it's all there in your blood. They have a laser machine that directs the flow of blood to areas where you have chronic pain. All you do is sit there, and the machine does everything else. You don't feel a thing except better at the end. And, of course, the new CryoSkin 3.0, which is a technology in which they actually disintegrate fat cells beneath the skin.
It's remarkable.
And you can lose an inch off your waist in one session. If you're interested about any of these, call Infusion at 296-1662. 296-1662, or look it up online, infusioncryoandlaser.com. This is not voodoo medicine. This is science, and Infusion is the first to bring it to you here in town. And again, that last one I was mentioning, CryoSkin 3.0, that when you think about what it costs for a cosmetic surgery to achieve the same result, this is a far better option. 414.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident. Alabama 110 at Vaughn Road going out of the city. Be careful there. 65 and 85 looking good at the moment. Also, we checked out the boulevard doing good, too. You know, when you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need some answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No reputation made. Quality of legal services provided is greater than that of other attorneys. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Ellis Askew. A man convicted of killing an Auburn student in 2008 is seeking a new trial over his death sentence. Courtney Lockhart has been convicted of killing Lauren Burke. Burke was kidnapped, forced into a car, and made to strip naked. She leapt from the moving car and was shot in the back. Lockhart was sentenced to death by lethal injection, but says his PTSD influenced the shooting. Lockhart is an Army veteran. Law enforcement agents with the Alabama Department of Corrections arrested two suspects following separate incidents at Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore County. Delicia Sweet of Enterprise and Donna Stewart of Brookwood were arrested when a correctional officer found them in possession of a controlled substance. Both were visiting inmates at the time of their arrests. And with the rain and leaves on the ground, authorities are reminding you to not rake leaves into ditches. That clogs up the drains and can cause flooding. I'm LSSQ. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very chilly forecast. Cloudy skies, a few spotty showers can't be ruled out. And then late tonight, the skies will clear and the overnight low temperature drops to about 31. For tomorrow, sunshine returns. Still cold, but not as bad. High around 54, low tomorrow night around 30 on Wednesday. A little better. Highs in the upper 50s, lots of sunshine around. How about low 60s on Thursday? Mostly cloudy skies, maybe a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely on Thursday night into Friday, and some of that could be heavy as our next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook, where we offer new deals weekly, plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, 'cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home Santa with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts upon my list, shipped UPS overnight.
Hey, Porch Pirates, I got news for you. Mr. Electric put in the Ring system, and not only does it take photos and video, but you can enlarge it. enough to see a license plate number and even identify somebody if you have to, which I think is pretty cool. And thank you again, Mr. Electra, for that installation. We had a lot of things done to make the home safer and more secure. Mr. Electric did it all. You can reach them at 29. Wait a minute. Mr. Electric is... Go to MrElectric.com in Montgomery. That's what you should do. I'm a little addle-headed. Jacqueline and Dana both know what we've been going through in our family. And it's tough. It's really tough. It's such a shock. And, you know, you go through everything from grief to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple of buddies offer to go down there with a pickup truck and a baseball bat. I mean, it's not that way. The
can't
healing
say we
process.
Haven't seen that before.
No, the if two people just want it and it's over and that's it.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody's dream is crushed 6 months in,
absolutely. But that does lead me to something that I did. Dana and I discussed it earlier today because I received a couple of phone calls and some emails about it from some potential clients, and I thought it would be a good thing to just maybe mention on the air so people could have a better understanding about something.
Sure.
So let's say you and your spouse, or you or your spouse, is considering filing for divorce or filing a child custody action or filing anything. Give you a little bit of a time frame. If you file now, you file during the holiday season, you will not get divorced. You will not get into court until probably the spring or summer, unless you're doing an uncontested divorce and we're just filing the necessary paperwork, you know, the means to an end. So if you're considering doing something, don't think in your mind, well, I don't want to get divorced during the holidays, or I don't want to get divorced during Christmas, because you're not going to. You're going to get divorced in the spring or the summer, depending on your judge and your docket. If you file in the spring or the summer, the likelihood is that you're going to be getting before a judge, you know, end of summer, beginning of fall.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind if you're on the fence and you're just kind of holding out until after the holidays. Go ahead and get that ball rolling and get your name on the docket, because the longer you wait, the longer you prolong getting this over with.
Right. And especially right now, you may want to think about go ahead and filing to get on the docket, because especially with kids, you know, we really want to know what they're going to do around May. So if, you know, there is like a non-custodial parent, they can spend time with that parent during the summer holidays. Mm-hmm. And especially we want to get them settled, particularly before August as well, so we know where they're going to school and we can kind of plan for that. A judge is very rarely going to, you know, change a child's school in the middle of a semester.
Mm-hmm.
The judge, you know, a lot of times will postpone a ruling or say, you know, the child will change school districts or schools, you know, over the winter break.
It was just something that I thought necessary for people to hear, because I know that a lot of times we think of things. I've had, you know, friends and family in that position to where they're saying to themselves, I don't want to do anything during the holidays. I don't want to get divorced at Christmas. You're not. And the longer you wait, you might as well, you just get in line. And that's what happens. When you file your petition, that's when the process starts. So you're getting in line behind the hundreds of other people that have already filed to get on those dockets and to get your hearing. And some cases require more than one hearing date. You know, you may have to have a motions hearing. You may have to have a pendente light hearing. So don't hesitate coming in the next couple of weeks and having at least a consultation and getting your options. Don't wait till after the new year.
It says here, I knew I had read this somewhere, January is the month when most divorces are filed,
mm-hmm.
and according to the courts, January 13th is the biggest day for
really?
Filings. Yes.
Hmm. We see a large amount of people who will wait till after the new year, but we also see a high amount of people that choose to file around tax time, and I think...
you know, the week after Thanksgiving and the weeks leading up to Christmas, people are very hesitant because it's just something they don't want to deal with.
Right.
You know, the problems that existed before the holidays are going to exist during the holidays and after the holidays. So you might as well just bite the bullet and you know, get your process started so that it can get over with sooner than later. If not, you're going to be sitting here at this time next year and you may not be divorced and you may really want to be divorced, but you waited until, you know, April or May to come in. And at that point, you're in line.
Well, and that's the thing is that a lot of it depends too on what county you're in. There are judges in Montgomery County. We will not, we can't get a divorce through really inside of about 9 months. Mm-hmm. I think for some judges, I think 9 months would be quick.
Yeah. And I mean, we're getting cases now that are being set. You know, I was looking at the dockets today. We've got cases being set in March. So, you know, if you think about that, if you have a contested matter, if you've got a lot of money involved or a lot of drama or some kids, more likely than not, if you don't have an agreement, you're going to have a final hearing. So if you want to be divorced before 2020, let's go ahead and make that consultation, whether it's with us or with anybody else, and get in. I mean, we hope it's with us, but, you know, don't be sitting here a year from now still married and mad because you didn't take our advice and file in December and you waited until March.
There's almost this sick, as it says in the Psychology Today article, this sick consideration that, well, if I do it in January, I'll feel less like a you-know-what heel because I didn't ruin the holidays.
Well, and here's the thing is, I tell people, even if you're signing the best agreement, okay, and even if you really do need this divorce, filing for divorce and actually getting a final decree of divorce is never going to feel good. It's never going to feel okay. Right. You're never going to get rid of that feeling in the pit of your stomach. It, no matter what, you got married because, you know, you thought that there was a long-term, you know, potential with this person.
Yeah.
No matter what, even if it's the greatest agreement, and even if, say, you know, a court awarded you everything, say you went to a final hearing and the court awarded you everything, it's still not going to feel good. It's not going to feel okay. It's never going to feel okay.
And it's like with my daughter's situation, I feel like there's about 100 of us that need counseling right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were all in. I spent 2 Christmases with his family and got to know them and love them, and they loved her. And
well, it's almost like a death.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely.
That's what I told her when she called. I said, you're feeling this because this is like a death.
And you're going to go through those stages of death. You're going to have moments where you're okay, and then you're going to have days when you're not okay. And that's completely normal, and you have to just allow the process. Because
yeah.
If you don't, you know, Dana and I tell people all the time, we're just as much counselors as we are, you know, attorneys. You have to deal with the feelings you have. If not, you're going to screw up your future relationships.
Well, and I think that's something that divorce attorneys in particular, you know, we try to give people some grace because we deal with people in the absolute worst moments of their lives.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we deal with people at their absolute lowest. And sometimes people do go a little nutty in a divorce. And,
yeah.
And most of the time we're the front lines to have to deal with that, to deal with them and the consequences of their actions. But, you know, that's what we do try to give people a little room and a little mm-hmm. grace because we understand that this is the worst time in your life.
But that's not a free-for-all either. Like, you know, like Dana was saying, a lot of times people do kind of take some of their anger or their emotion or their hurt out on counsel because we are, you know, the first line. We're the people that are there. We know all of the facts that your right. family may not know. We talk to you on, you know, a consistent basis. You know, but sometimes I have to admit there have been times where people kind of cross that line a little bit, and you have to tell them, like, hey, like, I know you're upset, but at the end of the day, like, we're doing a job. Like, don't shoot the messenger type of thing. Like,
right.
I know this isn't fun, but we didn't cause this.
Right.
We didn't cause the situation. So let me help you fix it, But because sometimes, I mean, I know Dana has to, and I know that I've had to. We have to tell people things that they don't want to hear. Well, but we do it as graciously and kindly as we possibly can. But at the end of the day, bad news is bad news.
Yeah.
And a lot of our cases have bad news. You're dealing people's stuff, their money, their kids, their emotions.
Yep. And you're absolutely right. In this case especially, it was like a sudden death.
Mm-hmm.
And at times you feel foolish.
Well,
we bought in.
But it's almost worse. It's almost worse because death you probably didn't choose.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like you probably, that person probably didn't choose that. But it's almost worse because you're dealing with this because someone made a choice.
No, I told her, I said, you know, we all fall in love with the guy. And I said, at this point, the healthiest approach we can take is to love him enough to let him go make his mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
To whatever it is he thinks he's got to go do. Because otherwise, we're the ones that are going to end up suffering the most, and that's not right either.
Well, and you also need to look at it from the perspective of, thank God you're finding out now, and you're not finding out, let's say, 6 years from now, or 16 years from now, and there's children involved, and there's a long, 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 even longer than they've had history there, right. You know. Or, you know, you wake up one day and they're just both miserable.
That's part of this, the thing, too, because they were together for years.
Not uncommon.
They lived together for years.
Not uncommon.
They seem like the mm-hmm. perfect partnership on so many different levels. I mean, how many people do you know take in a possum as a pet to save it? It's just...
None.
Very many.
One. I know one.
Tom.
How you doing, man? I got a question. I've been married for almost 21 years, and I'm filed for divorce I filed my papers on the 3rd, and they say they're going to hold it for 30 days, then send it to the judge, I guess.
Yes.
How long after that do you have to take before it becomes final?
What county are you in?
I'm in Elmore County.
But actually, both of those judges are
fairly
usually,
quick.
Yeah, usually pretty quick. It will be the... Did you file through a lawyer or file it yourself?
I filed myself. It was uncontested.
Okay. The one thing that I would suggest to you is after that 30 days, go like 32 or 33 just to make sure, because we have weird counting rules in the law. But after that, go and file a motion to enter a final order. Because what it is the state of Alabama has a cooling off period. That basically that 30 days make sure you really want to be divorced, okay, from each other. But after that, you kind of need to remind the judge. Eventually, they will get back around to it, but it will go much quicker if you go and give the judge a motion to enter final order and a friendly little reminder that 30-day period has run. But after that, it should be within a couple weeks at the most if you do that motion to enter a final order.
Right, so I go to the court, the same place I filed.
Yes.
Ask them for it.
Yeah. Okay. They'll give you something to fill out, but go after that 30-day mark.
Okay.
And then after that it should be pretty quick.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate the call. Anybody else with questions along these lines? We're welcoming those at 272-9228, 272-9228. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house. By the way, that picture I put up on the screen there, Janelle made that for Rich.
Uh-huh.
It's some type of graphic painting used from a combination of pictures to create the image of Bailey and then made it on a metal print. It's beautiful. And he was really pleased with that. So she had a good moment today knowing that she made somebody else smile. Almost like to make that into a business. It is 4:35. Sometimes a car has been divorced from its fenders or other parts and it needs to be put back together. The guy that can do that for you better than anybody, that's Donnie Turner, Montgomery Paint and Body. They have been doing it for 3 decades, and what's made them and set them apart from all the others is they're either going to do it the way it needs to be done or they're not going to do it at all. They will not accept work or suggestions that say, well, you could save a little here or you could do this shortcut and pocket that money. that's not in their DNA to do it that way. And they've been doing it that way for 30 years now. They have become the standard of excellence in the local automotive body repair business. They are on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, three decades of expertise, and Donnie and son Brandon, they are a team, great team. Whole idea being, when your car has been in their custody after it's been in a fender bender or worse, when you get it back, it's almost unrecognizably beautiful. That's the result they strive for each and every time. Good as new, maybe better. Montgomery Paint and Body, their number's 27REC with a W. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. We have traffic, Rich's forecast, and Fox Business. Brett McDonald will join us after 5 to tell us if we can expect more optimism on Wall Street.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident in Pike Road. It's going to be there at Alabama 110 and Vaughn Road. It's affecting traffic both directions. Unfortunately, some people got hurt in this. 65 and 85 looking good right now. Harold's Fine Jewelry is having their first ever sale. They're moving all jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry, 25% off, and pearls, 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Merry Christmas from Wholesale Hunter.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very chilly forecast. Cloudy skies, a few spotty showers can't be ruled out. And then late tonight, the skies will clear and the overnight low temperature drops to about 31. For tomorrow, sunshine returns. Still cold, but not as bad. High around 54, low tomorrow night around 30 on Wednesday. A little better. Highs in the upper 50s, lots of sunshine around. How about low 60s on Thursday? Mostly cloudy skies, maybe a late day shower. Then rain becomes likely on Thursday night into Friday, and some of that could be heavy as our next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Fox Business Network, another bumpy day of trading on Wall Street with the major averages clawing back in the final hour of trading to close in the green. The Dow tumbling earlier in the trading session after British Prime Minister Theresa May delayed the Brexit vote. Among the Dow leaders today, Microsoft and Intel, while ExxonMobil and JP Morgan were among the losers. The Dow closing up 34 points, NASDAQ up 51, S&P 500 up 5. And shares of Under Armour falling after the sports apparel brand ousted two executives after an internal review of their department's spending. Shares of Stitch Fix surging in the extended session after the online clothing styling service posted quarterly earnings that topped Wall Street estimates. And in a bid to woo back customers, Papa John's is revamping its rewards program. Loyalty members will now earn 1 point for every dollar spent at the pizza chain instead of 1 point for every $5 spent. These points can be earned through online, mobile, phone, or in-store orders. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hi, Rich Thomas here from Montgomery Eye Physicians. This holiday season, add the gift of sight to your wish list. Whether you're seeking a custom cataract procedure, LASIK, or other vision correction surgical options, Montgomery Eye Physicians is here to help you and your loved ones see life clearly. At Montgomery Eye, you're going to be working with local board-certified surgeons using the latest medical technology and techniques to provide the highest level of care. Hey, if you have a Flex spending account, check out the Flex calculator on their website to find out how much you could save on elective vision procedures. For more information, call their office or visit them online, 271-3804. 271-3804 or online MEP.com. From lenses to LASIK and all that's between, happy holidays to you from the Montgomery Eye Team. 271-3804.
Guests coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
He might even use some four-letter words or get into a fight. Even though you're not handicapped, you take the parking spot for a day. You think your limp has pulled the gun, but your mistletoe away. Roll your windows up, cause a stranger might appear.
Talk 93.1 FM WACV Happy Hour with two of our favorite recurring sidekicks, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys of law who specialize in matters of divorce.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
But we'd like to have them on to talk about other stuff too, like what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Vacation.
Mine too.
Undoubtedly.
That's my daughter's favorite too.
Hands down.
We're going to watch it together. In fact, in her neighborhood.
Yes.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. It's such a good Christmas movie.
Die Hard is totally a Christmas music.
Thank you, Jacqueline. I've been talking about this for 2-3 years now. Nobody's backed me up, but you just did.
But if I have to pick like a traditional Christmas music movie,
I believe it was
Home Alone would probably be my second.
That's a good one.
So, Dana, as we were saying, what is it about that particular movie that you connect with most?
I can't say. We're going to be the happiest bunch of blank blanks on this side of the nut house.
That's what it says on the back of my Emily Hayes made sweatshirt.
I mean, there are just so many, like, classic one-liners, like Blankers Full. And, I mean, there are just so many, like, they're classics. The whole thing.
This year, and I think the only place you could get it was Home Depot, they were selling an inflatable Griswold family truckster with an oversized Christmas tree on the top. And some people had actually put it on their roof. I saw pictures of it posted. Somebody down in Janelle's neighborhood did that. Of course, in Florida, and you may remember this, well, maybe not. Depends on the neighborhood. Inflatables are big.
Yeah.
And you'll see an entire lawn with, like, nothing but. And on a hot summer evening, and there are plenty in December, it smells like rubber.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing like the scent of latex in the air to make it give you that Christmas spirit.
Did you see it? There was a story, and it was a mom in England bought her kid a shepherd's outfit.
Yes. And it came with a sheep.
With a very large hole in the bum.
Yeah.
In the bum. It was a
actually saw a picture of it this morning.
My.
Yeah.
Emily looked it up. I don't think she's shopping. She just wanted to see behind the story.
And the teacher sent it home. And then, you know, as a mom, what do you do? I mean, I wouldn't have blown it up before it went, it went as the little sheep.
I think the reason I love that movie so much is that I am Clark Griswold. In fact, for Christmas, I don't know, about 10, 11 years ago, I got a copy, a photograph of Chevy Chase autographed for her that she puts out at Christmas time because I remind her of him.
Well, I think it's relatable, too. You know, you just want Christmas to be perfect.
Exactly.
You want Christmas to be perfect, even though family is rarely perfect, and it's usually not the jolly, merry, you know, everyone gathered around the table.
The turkey doesn't burst open when you puncture it with the carving knife and all
cat's
of that.
Not lit on fire.
Somebody actually replicated Cousin Eddie's dumpy trailer and put a dummy outside holding a hose. Dressed a dummy in a bathrobe with one of those stupid hats with the flaps.
Yeah.
And he's out there actually standing with the hose and you know what?
Oh, sure.
He says in that scene. Jim.
Y'all were talking about that. Chris, you hear about the guy over in Wetumpka has got that. Have you seen that?
Seen what?
He's got his house decorated just like Christmas Vacation. And he's dressing up just like Griswold. And he's got Cousin Eddie, another guy dressed. They look just like him.
It's in Wetumpka?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I feel like I'm going to have to go see this.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook. And they have live performances.
Yeah, they got an RV out there, all dumpy looking. They got a car that looks just like it. It's got a big old Christmas tree on the back.
That's devotion. I know that we had a story last week. Somebody replicated the scene where Clark slides down the roof while he's trying to staple the lights, and he's hanging by the gutter. And somebody saw that and called 911. Because they thought there was a guy hanging out of the gutter.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked like a real guy.
So the police department asked them to put a sign out saying this is just a reenactment from a Christmas movie.
Please do not call law enforcement. Everything is fine.
Yeah, we're all okay. Where about Wetumpka?
I'm not sure. My daughter was showing it to me on her phone, and I didn't really get that part. But
I don't know, but my husband just texted me and said road trip.
Road trip.
It's like we're going to Wetumpka.
All right. Y'all have a good one. Thanks.
Yeah, I did not know there was such a thing locally. My personal favorite, and since you have the little one, you should visit Thyno the Greek God out in Eastern Forest.
What is this?
Thyno is Mr. Christmas here in Montgomery, and if you take Vaughn Road East.
Yeah.
Turn into the development Eastern Forest and just follow the traffic cones. And it'll tell you where to turn your radio because his entire house is coordinated to the music he broadcasts on a small FM transmitter.
Ah, okay.
And even a little one, your baby's age, will love the lights.
Oh, yeah, he loves lights.
And everything else. It's really something else. He's been doing that for years.
Well, and Greg, I found the location.
Oh.
The 707 River Oaks Court in Wetumpka. Mannequins will replace live actors on weekdays, but live performances by the Sanfords themselves will occur on Saturdays and Sundays at 6:30 p.m. until about 8.
Live performances?
Yeah. 6:30 to 8, Saturday and Sundays.
Somebody goes out there in the bathrobe and the storm hat and a hose that's pumping.
I'll send you the news story here so you know. Keep it fresh in case you want to do
it. Who needs Callaway Gardens Fantasy and Lights?
Right, that's an hour and 45 minutes away. We can just go up the road here to Wetumpka.
Or to Eastern Forest. Just
I might have to check the Eastern Forest out because that's fairly close to where we live.
And the guy that puts up is one of my dearest friends here in Montgomery. And it's a privilege to know him. And he does it for the joy of the season every year.
That's awesome.
It is 4:51. Well, we got Brent McDonald coming up in a little bit to talk about finance. What would you like to wrap up on today? I always pull up weird divorce cases.
We've usually had them.
Yeah. a couple that spent, and of course, this is all on the clock. because while they're arguing about this in front of their lawyers, mm-hmm. their fees are adding up. They argued for 3 hours over who got the kids on Christmas Day, only to discover at the end that both of them are Jewish.
Not surprised.
Nope.
Not in the slightest.
Our case fell apart over a massage chair. They had two kids, but they wouldn't let go of the darn chair.
Mm-hmm. Done that with a monkey.
Done that with a black bear from Gatlinburg.
Took the couple 2 hours to decide who would get the groceries left in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Dana spent like 3 weeks dividing out like a collection of various knickknacks.
Unicorn blankets.
Yeah.
Knickknacks, unicorn
yes.
blankets?
Yes,
knickknacks.
Knickknacks, unicorn blankets. And then there was a, okay, she said it was real bear fur. It wasn't because it was white. I know you didn't skin a polar bear. Nonetheless.
But if you did.
In the case of the contents of this refrigerator, it cost them $1,000 in legal fees yep. and a mediator to divide $40 worth of groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes, well, actually all the time, if it comes down to something like that, you know, we're sitting there like, hey, you're paying us more money to argue over this than it would be just to give it up.
Yeah.
And it's the principal, and principal mm-hmm. gets expensive.
I know we have both looked at people and said, okay, let me bring this full circle for you. We can sit here and I will most certainly argue over this for you, but you could go buy a brand new one mm-hmm. for less than what you're going to pay me to argue for this one that's 15 right. years old. Like, let's not argue over the lawnmower. Like, I know it's yours. I know you love it. But, like, you can buy a brand new riding lawnmower for the amount of money that you've spent arguing over this push one.
Right.
Have you ever had somebody propose marriage? There's a marriage proposal from wife's new boyfriend while he was being questioned during divorce proceedings.
Very close to that.
Really?
I questioned, I made the point of I actually represented the mom. Mm. I represented the mom, and dad was living with a girlfriend, and I said, are you living together without the benefit of marriage? And he said, yes. I said, so you're cohabitating together without the benefit of marriage. And he said, yes. And that's all I said about it. But nonetheless, they were married that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold.
Look at you, matchmaker.
I know. I do what I can.
So I started referring to you as Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law, and Genta?
You never know.
Yeah. Well, here's the, you know, you got to ask the question, and I wasn't really that focused on it. But he thought I was, and he decided he just solved that problem.
He called
and went and married her.
Well, if you find yourself needing representation, especially for men, in matters of divorce, here you go. You got the two best right here. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Their number is 819-4810. 819-4810. The web address, and I urge you to read the testimonials, divorceformenalabama.com. Hopefully you can stop in and visit with us again before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Just chit-chat.
Absolutely.
Do recipes and things like that.
Oh, goodness. We need to get that. We'll get that booked before we leave.
All righty then.
As usual.
At 454, as I must.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, we're going to head down to the Traffic Dungeon. Fox News coming up, then Brad McDonald.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 picking up. Here they come out of the downtown area onto Arba, then to 85 north. 65 north up into Prattville and Millbrook, still doing okay. Southbound, not a problem there. Just drive carefully. Classes for real estate licensing begin on January 7th at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Register early and save $50. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch. Watch.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
A new production of The Sound of Music, the most popular American musical of all time, premieres at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, November 15th through December 30th. This delightful family musical will enchant audiences with its Tony and Grammy Award-winning best score, featuring songs such as My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and Climb Every Mountain. Don't miss this special event at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Get your tickets at asf.net today.
Go, 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 O'Reilly!
Now's the time to prepare for winter driving with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant on sale for $8.99 a gallon after $6 mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum freeze protection for your car's engine with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Some say Hulu is the bacon of TV. But think about it. Bacon is so incredibly good, it ruins eating everything without bacon forever. And Hulu? Well, with tons of shows and movies, exclusive originals like The Handmaid's Tale, plus live TV for sports, Hulu will ruin TV for you forever. Mmm, bacon. Mmm, Hulu. Hulu with live TV plan required for live content. Restrictions apply.
What a delightful gift idea. Magical shorts that disappear.
Buy your love from this Noel, the kind of gift he can't resell, because it kind of smells as someone else has tried it on.
You could be dancing cheek to cheek. Wiggle the string, play hide and seek.
Buy your workmate or your boss the proctologic dental floss that really puts the hair across his astronomical.
Shake your buns and fix those wedgies, everyone.
Let's go.